1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's the CJCS 100th anniversary, and we are absolutely thrilled that former station owners Steve and Carolyn Ray could join us with a walk down memory lane, lots of great stories, and so much more. And they're here in studio. Steve and Carolyn Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, my goodness. We've got so much to talk about. First off, Steve, you know, we chatted with you so many times with concerts, with Rotary functions, but Carolyn, when was the last time you were here at the radio station? Because Steve's dropped by many times. Has it been a while for you?
It has. Yeah, I don't drop in quite as often.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, because you're getting, you know, you're chatting with Dave Elliott before you were approaching here in the studios and sort of kind of getting reacquainted, that sort of thing.
I know. We're going to sit down and have a big catch up afterwards.
Okay, let's go back maybe just a few years. What brought you to Stratford?
Well, I was in North Bay with Telemedia. Telemedia was the company that owned CJCS at the time. They also owned CFCH and CCAT in North Bay. And I had been working there for about 3 years. We went up to North Bay to be there. We were there about 3 years. And the program director's job was offered to me here in Stratford in 1983.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so March of 1983, we moved here. Carolyn was pregnant at the time.
I was.
Yeah.
The most broadcast pregnancy on CJCS. Yeah. She's late. She's walking around the river.
So, and then, of course, Hey Kelsey, I'm coming home, which was my tagline for my show for a while. And then it became Hey Kelsey and Graham, I'm coming home. But it was wonderful. George Barr was the manager. And we kind of thought we'd be here for a year. That was the kind of the plan, right? You know, because you're bouncing around radio and you're trying to move up. And we thought at the time that we'd want to get back to Toronto, our hometown. But the longer we stayed here, the better it was.
Okay. And, what was it off the top?
Well, first of all, the radio station CJCS was phenomenal. It was a part of absolutely everything happening in this community. So that was really exciting for us that we got that opportunity to be part of just about everything going on, like the festival and the, you know, that was a small part of it, but that was there, and the Cancer Society and Big Brothers and Big Sisters, you know, just so many organizations that kind of all seemed to circulate around CJCS.
Mm-hmm.
It was that community hub.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, the city of Stratford is just
it's a fabulous place.
Now, did you, Carolyn, did you think it would just be for 1 year, or what did you?
A couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because we had done small town radio, Lindsay, North Bay. I always said I didn't want to flip over on the map of Ontario. Those who remember paper nap. And North Bay is on that top crease. That was as far as we were going. And so then we got the opportunity to come to Stratford.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
But George Barr was the general manager when we arrived here. And I remember before they actually even hired me, he took me next door from the downtown location on Ontario Street to the Tim Hortons. And we sat and had a coffee and a chat. And he said, I think you'll be surprised by Stratford. I remember him saying that, and he was right. You know, we just fell in love with this place. Yeah. It's just such a great place. And the other thing that he always counseled was patience. Be patient, Steve. You know, yes, the next shiny object can come along, and you can grab onto it and move or whatever. But if you are patient and you do good things will come back to you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Great memories with George Barr there. And
absolutely.
This is Ontario Street right in downtown Stratford.
That's right. What was it, 126 Ontario Street?
Yeah, and the Tim Hortons just very close by.
How convenient. At the time, it's Popeyes now, but it was Tim Hortons then. So.
Exactly. So you came here as program director, but you were also on air, is that?
Yeah, I was on the air. I did a midday show from 10 till 1 every day. And can't even remember who the morning man was at the first when I first arrived. Oh, it was Doug Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug Cooper, and who went on to radio in Tillsonburg, worked there for many years, And then Randy Quinn came as the morning guy. Lynn Riddell was on staff as well.
And some of the programs back then in terms of doing the midday show.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Everyone, I'm sure, that remembers CJCS from the 80s would remember Swap Shop.
Swap Shop. Absolutely. And remind people what Swap Shop is all about for maybe younger listeners.
It was kind of like the classifieds on radio. So people would phone in and they'd say, I have a bumper for a lift gate for a pickup, Ford 150 pickup truck, and it's for sale. And I swear, all of the years I did Swap Shop, she never sold that thing. It was a lady trying to sell this.
Facebook Marketplace.
It's still there. On my Facebook.
But so they'd phone, and then of course there was In Memoriams that went every day at 12:40, and it was an important part of the community because at that point there wasn't the internet, there wasn't the dissemination of information is as readily available as it is now. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of the hub. Everything kind of came and went through the radio station.
Okay.
And December.
Oh yeah.
What was the special show every afternoon in December from 4:30 to 5?
Yeah. Satellite Santa.
Satellite Santa.
Satellite Santa. That's right. My goodness.
We called up to Satellite Santa.
It was amazing technology for the time, too.
That happened for, close to 30 years.
And those phones rang nonstop.
Absolutely. And it was, in years that passed, we heard about, families that had generations. So,
they recorded the messages to Santa and then played them back as the kids are decorating the tree years later.
Oh, my goodness.
It was wonderful. Oh. It was so much fun.
Some magic of radio.
So how long did you do the midday show for, roughly?
I think I did it for about 10 years.
My goodness, 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to mention that we chatted with Doug Lester, a former news director. He said, mention McGilvery's Petrol.
McGilvery's Petrol. Okay, so Doug and I used to do a feature sometime in the morning. I can't remember what it was, but we would read weird news stories, just funny things that off the cuff that would happen, and he would rip them off of the teletype at the time and bring them in and give them to me, and we would read them cold. All right, neither of us. It was just this little feature that they put on it, so. This one morning, we're reading this story, and I can tell the story because it is indelibly etched in my brain.
And Doug's.
And Doug's, apparently. So ornithologist Dick Watling, a British ornithologist, was on the coast of South America, and he was in one of those big blinds on the coast with one of those massive spotlights shooting out over the ocean to try to attract in these birds, any kind of birds and all kinds of things. But the one that he had thought was extinct, and he had done a lot of work on the extinction of the McGilvery's Petrel. So he's standing in this blind one night with the big light on, and doesn't a McGilvery's Petrel fly in and hit him on the forehead? So that struck my funny bone, and I started laughing.
And this is live on air.
This is live on air. And I swear Doug and I laughed on the radio for half an hour. We could not stop. We could barely catch a breath.
Which is funnier than the story.
It really, really was. So anybody, I can't even imagine what it was like for anybody that was listening.
Oh, but, my goodness.
The McGilvery's Petrel, McGilvery's Petrel with Dick Watling.
Oh, okay. But unfortunately not saved, so it's
No, and it's gone into the ether.
Yeah, fair enough. And for you, Carolyn, talking about memories like that with Steve, memories for you sort of at this time, early in sort of Steve's career here at CJCS.
Well, because I had another job at that point, so it was we were here without any family. We knew the Lesters because we had known them in Lindsay and ended up at the same place. So they were other family. But the radio station was family. That's everything we did together. Lots of it was centered around activities and events. And it was just, some people said it took a while to get to become a local in Stratford. But I disagree. Once you get involved in the community, it becomes just super easy place to be.
Yeah. We'll continue our conversation with Steve and Carolyn Ray. It's the CJCS 100th anniversary. We'll continue our conversation later this hour right here, 107.1 CJCS.